Say, Lord Jesus, it's time that I get a clue. You're on my case. And your spirit doesn't think like my brain. Or my mind. Or my emotions. And I've got a heritage of bad choices. And now he's adjusting us. And there will be repercussions. Mighty blessings have been prepared. If I can rest and let him do it. So giving him the glory. And giving him the praise. Is what needs to be done by me. And as I rest. He will have his way. And Holy Spirit will confirm. Inside of me. What is best for me. Not what's comfortable. But what's best for me. Amen?
Amen.
I want to take you to... I thought maybe we'd go to... Acts chapter 2, but... He said, no, go to Hebrews chapter 2. So are you ready? Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I'm all ears.
Amen?
Amen? I'm using the Passion Translation. And I'm going to just kind of tickle you a little bit with verse 7, or rather 6. But the scripture affirms... What is man that you would even think about him? Or care about Adam's race? You made him lower than the angels for a little while. You placed your glory and honor upon his head as a crown. And you have given him dominion. Now, dominion means authority. The spirit of might was flashing this morning when I walked in. Okay? So what is man? Well, if you listen to the world, man is something we should just eliminate. Okay? And it proves by how many people are dying left and right. And children are being slaughtered on a regular basis. So I want you to keep that in mind here. What is man that you would even think about him or care about Adam's race? You made him lower than the angels for a little while. But there's a footnote. In the Aramaic... can be translated, who is man that you would give a thought towards him? For who the Son of Man should be pledged to be offered for them, and the phrase Son of Man is used in the New Testament consistently for Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. The Hebrew text in Psalms 8 refers to the man being made a little lower than Elohim, which is God. Now, if you digest that word, so you can check out Psalms 8 for yourself if you want. But you see, your creator did not put you at the bottom of creation and just say ho-hum. You were created a little lower than God, which can also mean mighty angel. This seems to be a problem to the translators of the Septuagint. So they render it lower than angels with an S. Hebrews seem to closely follow the Septuagint. However, the Greek text of the Hebrew changes the quotation to read a little while lower. Now, a little while lower implies they're going to be lifted back up. Correct? Okay. So there's a season where man is on a level a little lower than the angels and a little lower than God. Oh. Where is he going? Well, I'm trying to let you know that you're made to be in the image and likeness of your firstborn brother from the dead. That's what your future is. Okay? Is he not the firstborn son of God? Therefore, you're the... What are you? Sons and daughters of God.
Absolutely.
Now, when's the last time you said, Papa, thank you for creating me a little lower than your brother, Jesus, but I am going to end up like him. That's my future. And the first act of reversal that came after Jesus set in the new covenant was Pentecost. Right or wrong? Way back in Genesis, he confused the languages because they were on a bad course as they were building their own tower to be like God. And they were perverted. So he changed all their languages so that they would not continue their harmony and their union. And that's another message. But what I'm looking at right now is to let you begin to see yourself as sons and daughters of the Most High. Okay? And if you begin to see yourself, you're not going to be arrogant because Jesus was not arrogant. Okay? Jesus was a servant. He served. He waited on whatever they needed to do. He even washed their feet. You say, that's my future? Yeah, for a season. Now I'm going to back it up to verse 1. A warning not to drift from truth. This is why it is so crucial that we be all the more engaged and attentive to the truth, so that we have heard, so that we do not drift off of the course. For if the message of the law, spoken and confirmed by angels, brought a just penalty to every disobedient violation, then how would we expect to escape punishment if we despise the very truth that gives us life? The Lord himself was the first to announce these things, and those who heard him firsthand confirmed their accuracy. Then God added his witness to theirs. He validated their ministry with signs, astonishing wonders, all kinds of powerful miracles, and by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear that? Verse 4 again. God added his witness to theirs. He validated their ministry with signs, astonishing wonders, all kinds of powerful miracles, and by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Spirit. There's your Pentecost gift, which he distributed as he desired. Now, when God desires something, it's no different than when you were a child and your father and mother made a choice for you that didn't actually fit your narrative. Irene had an issue with the two kids with nice clean clothes in the pool. That's what mothers do. That's what fathers would have done. Okay? If I would have been there, I would have picked one up by the arm and probably tapped their fanny and said, in the house, take off the clothes, put your bathing suit on. That's what you have to wear when you go in the pool. If Daddy God did that to you, you would be definitely having an issue with your pride. Because a tap on the rear end comes from Papa too. Gee, your guys are quiet. Amen. Okay?
We're absorbing it.
But you get it, right?
Amen.
Okay. Now, Jesus and the destiny of believers. Keep that in mind because it's important. That's where we're going. Amen? For God will not place the coming world of which we speak under the government of angels. Well, it's been under the government of demonic angels for how long?
Too long, my opinion.
That's correct. It's correct. It's a good opinion. Okay? But there's a time and place for everything. But the scripture affirms, what is man? That you would even think about him. You see, our thoughts are so, I would call them limited and usually negative about ourselves. All right? Because I watch how I react when some news hits. Okay? And panic tries to whoop, come alive. Okay? Now, that doesn't make me bad. What it does is it shows me my focus. If I'm focused on the Holy Ghost, oh, wow, he's got a plan here. I'm not going to get bent out of shape. I see the headlines today and the pictures and so on and so forth, and I had a test yesterday. And the test was this. I saw something that I watched happening right next to me, and I watched my reaction inside. And I warned two people that were with me that they might see something that would shake their tree a little. Okay? So I'm not going to go into the details, but it was connected to that front page picture. And I said, Lord, when I was a kid, would I be able to go to one of those parades? Would I be clapping on the sidelines? Or would I be walking away? Okay? So, what is man that you would even think about him? See, everything about man is being perverted right now. Okay? And you can see it. So you know who the author is. By the perversion, by the destruction of what God created. Okay? And part of our conversation went to the new woman that is now a Supreme Court justice, where she was questioned, what is a woman? And she couldn't answer, or would not answer, because it would not stay within the confines of her agenda and what she believes in. So, what is man that you would even think about him? What is woman that you would even think about woman? Well, I can boil it down to this. A woman was created by God to have eggs. The male species was created by God to have the seed. That was the intent. You look at all the animal kingdom and they all have it. The plant kingdom has seeds and they have a place to receive it. So, you know, when they deny the reality of God, and you and I look and we can't discern what is man or what is woman, A woman was created to bear children, and without the seed, she's not going to have any. Okay? But there is manipulation going on. I agree, there's manipulation going on. And I don't believe that it's done. Because John Paul Jackson saw a prophetic headline, "The first man that will have a child." Okay? And that was back in 2014, I think, or 2015. So what is man that you would even think about him or care about Adam's race? Now, this is Holy Ghost writing this through Paul, I believe. My opinion. Adam's race was created to what? Come up several notches to become the dominion keepers over this earth and over everything that was created. That was the original Genesis experience for Adam and Eve. They chose to throw it away, and we have chosen to say, wait a minute. We're going to take up the cross that they didn't bear, and we'll carry it to the finish line and obey. And yes, it's going to be a corporate body that will be in control. That's what the future will bring. You made him lower than the angels for a little while. You placed your glory and honor upon his head as a crown. You placed your glory, his glory, and his honor upon his head as a crown. And you have given him dominion. Just because Adam and Eve rejected it, Jesus came to turn the garbage over and put it under his feet, including death. Amen. Okay? So you can see the transition of why Pentecost and why it's so important. Dominion over the works of your hand. Whose hand? God's hand. For you have placed everything under his authority. Remember when God spoke, "I have put everything to the Son"? All right. This means that God has left nothing outside the control of his Son, even if presently we have yet to see this accomplished. But we see Jesus, who as a man lived for a short time lower than the angels and have now been crowned with glorious honor because of what he suffered in his death. For it was God's grace that he experienced death. He also experienced bitterness on behalf of everyone. That's why he's the Messiah. Jesus brings many sons to glory. So hold on to your hat now. You ready? Verse 10. For now, he towers above all creation, for all things exist through him and for him. Do I believe it? See, do I really acknowledge that everything is happening and he's in the control room? See, we can shake our head, but our mind and our emotions say, it's not what I'm experiencing. Because I'm still tasting some of the old. I'm not come out of the flesh yet.
Amen.
See, my fleshy thought patterns, my fleshy attitudes are still in the control room trying to destroy. Trying to tell me, well, you know. They waited for the Messiah for 4,000 years, and we've been waiting for 2,000 years to come back, and he hasn't showed up yet. Okay, I'll leave it there. And that God made him lower, and that God made him pioneer of our salvation, perfect through his suffering. Now, none of you have ever suffered, so.
I
But many have suffered more than others. The scale is different on every one of us. You know why? His purpose is at stake. His plan is at stake. The scroll he wrote about you and me is at stake. What he's actually preparing us for, we may not have a clue. We might have a hint here and there. Right? And if we're smart, it's written. Okay? See, those prophetic words that you've received in the past, maybe they weren't for then, but they could be for now. When Kim Clements spoke in 2015, it's happening now, 7 years later. And it's visible now. Wasn't visible in 2015, but it's visible now. And that's just 7 years. God made him pioneer of our salvation, perfect through his suffering, for this is how he brings many sons and daughters to share in his glory. Now the footnote on that is, brings many children into his glorious state or status. Grace given gives us the glory that Jesus has. Although it is true that God will not share his glory with another, but in Christ, we are not another. We are one with him. See John 17:22, Romans 8:29-30. So again, the confirming word of us being prepared to be like the firstborn. See, I prefer to use the firstborn because I think you can manage that thought pattern. If I say being like God, then the word God is scary. Got it? Mm-hmm. But being like the firstborn, because he chose to come and live in an earth suit, it's doable. Uh-oh. I just hit a brick wall. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Hitting me hard today.
That your purpose
for the Adamic race
is higher than I have ever perceived.
Pentecost
is just a sample
of the upgrade he wants for us.
Tabernacles
is the future,
where he will be permanently resident
with Father, Son, and Spirit
in control through my spirit.
And my soul will be resting.
And obedient.
Like original pattern.
Adam and Eve
were totally happy.
With being in harmony with Papa.
That's my future.
So he is not ashamed or embarrassed to introduce us as his brothers and sisters. For he has said, I will reveal who you really are to my brothers and sisters, and I will glorify you with praise. And in the midst of the congregation, amen, my confidence rests in God.
Ah.
Not in my best plan, right? My confidence rests in God. And again, he says, here am I, one with the children Yahweh has given me. Since all his children have flesh and blood, So Jesus became human to fully identify with us. He did this so that he could experience death and annihilate the effects of the intimidating accuser who holds against us the powers of death. By embracing death, Jesus set free those who live their entire lives in bondage to the tormenting dread of death. For it is clear that he didn't do this for the angels. It is clear that he did not do this for the angels. Then if he didn't do it for the angels, who did he do it for? For me and you. Amen? But for all the sons and daughters of Abraham. This is why he had to be a man. So now you can recognize when he says, I am the Son of Man, I am the Messiah, I am the one that's taking you higher. Relax, I'm on the case. This is why he had to be a man and take hold of our humanity in every way. He made us his brothers and sisters and became our merciful and faithful king priest before God. As the one who removes our sins to make us one with him. If the removal of sin is not there, how can we be in harmony with him? So your unbelief can keep you out of the kingdom. If you're still calling yourself a sinner, you're actually calling Jesus a liar. Because he took your sins away. Look at your neighbor and say, get cute now. You're a saint. See, you understand the power of your words will change your tomorrow.
Amen. Yes.
Did you notice we're on a roll this morning? Did you notice it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and I said, Lord, what do you want? He says, just rest. And you know what I did? I like everything prepared. I like my ducks all lined up. Notice I. I love you guys. He suffered and endured every test and temptation so that he can help us every time we pass through the ordeal of life. Woo! Again, put your right hand over your heart. Say, God, you're not done with me. And I am grateful you're not done.
I'm asking for grace
for the ordeals that are ahead.
Because
I'm not going to go through them on my own. I'm going through them with you, Holy Spirit.
In case you forgot.
And that I forgot. You're resident in me.
There's a deposit of your spirit in me.
When I make a deposit on a new car, it's not all paid for. But I will make payments.
Holy Ghost is making payments.
He's adding to me
every day
if I submit
and receive it by faith.
So I need more Holy Spirit.
I need more fire in me than I've ever had before.
To burn all the chaff.
and keep the wheat.
Keep the wheat.
I mean it, Lord.
Keep the wheat.
Hakaba shekura. Holami roshikia rusandalahaya. Holibia rubasandalahaya. Say, I decree right now. Healing to my inner man.
Healing to my inner man.
Healing to my spirit.
Healing to my spirit.
And you can't control.
My soul.
Because I submit. My mind, will, and emotions
to you, Lord.
Have your own way, Lord. More fire, Lord. Holy Spirit, touch deeper. Touch way down deep. More. 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 Some of you can feel the heat. And it's not the heat from your hand. It's the fire being stoked by the word of life coming out of your mouth, bringing life where there was stalemate. More grace. More grace. More grace, Lord. Yes, set your fire in those places that are sore and tender in the bodies. Set your fire now in those places, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.